USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
11 people shot and killed in a Pittsburgh synagogue yesterday morning, and with the suspected gunman quickly put into custody, many are talking about how much worse it could have been had it not been for the quick police action. Vice President Mike Pence.
We commend these courageous law enforcement officers for their swift response.
Former FBI profiler Clint Van Zandt says the suspected gunman Robert Bowers appears to be a neo-Nazi based on his social media background, which authorities are poring over.
A social media footprint for investigators is a treasure trove. This is where someone apparently may honestly tell you who they are, what they think.
Police say the suspect in the mail bomb case, who was arrested Friday, was likely building the bombs he was sending in his van. They also say Cesar Sayoc apparently acted alone, and this is USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you